on the next Making Contact.
There is no reason to deny immigrant families a voice. We do not become diminished when other people have rights that all of us should be afforded.
For better or worse, immigration and immigrants have been center stage during the 2016 election cycle. It's also the first presidential election in 50 years where voters will not have the full protection of the Voting Rights Act. And some voter advocates are worried.
There's going to be over 100,000 newly registered voters voting for the very first time, many of them minorities. How are they going to be treated at the polls? How are the counties and the state and volunteer groups going to get the word out about the rules for voting?
In this installment of our series on immigrants and elections, we look at barriers that could keep immigrants from making it to the polls.